All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Stephanie, how can we help you, madam?
Oh my god, I'm so excited you guys are talking to me. I'm so nervous. Okay, wait, I gotta tell you, I just went out on four really great dates with this guy, John, and he's like so cool. He's beautiful, he's really nice. And all of a sudden he's ghosting me, and I don't know. We had like such a connection. It was like super fantastic. It sounds so stereotype, but
Hold on. What was that weird going on in the background?
Oh, that was probably just my kid boss. I hate talking to that guy. Hey, I'm not at work. I'm not on his clock, so I can suck it.
Okay.
Damn. Okay.
Back to your awesome dates. Go ahead.
Anyway, let's just say that we got along very well. He took me out to a really nice dinner, which was very nice. Then we went dancing at a club. We played pool. We hung out all night. We made out. And then the next morning, I like took this huge, huge deal step. I mean, it kind of had to happen because of circumstances, but he got to meet my kids, which was very cool.
Okay. So he stayed over?
Well, yeah. And then we had like this barbecue going on later in the afternoon, and he came back for that. So
it
wasn't strange, wasn't odd. He was just really cool about it.
All right, just making sure I got the whole situation. All right, so you can't think of anything that you might have done to turn him off?
No, I can actually think of a few things I did that turned him on.
Okay. All right. So all right. Well, hang on. We'll give him a call next. See if we can set up another date for you guys. Okay.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th
with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Okay, so we just spoke to Stephanie. She said that she's gone out with this guy, John, 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
4 amazing dates, including the last time where he spent the night at her house, met her kids, and then still came back later for a barbecue. So that rules out the sex being bad. That rules out him hating the kids. So we're going to call him now and see if we can get you, keep this thing that you and John have going. All right, Stephanie?
Okay.
All right, stay quiet.
Hello.
Hi, is this John?
Yes.
John, okay, so don't hang up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9. And the reason that we're calling you, we got your phone number from a lady who would love to go out with you on a date.
What?
Okay, so
who is this?
Okay, so we're calling you from a radio station, and we got your number from a girl who wants to take you out on a date. This is all going to make sense. She knows you, and she likes you. You know her, and she thinks you like her too. So basically, here's the deal: you name a night you're free, you name a restaurant that you'd like to go to. We'll reserve and pay for everything. You show up. And this young lady will show up and see if you guys hit it off. And that's it. It's a win-win situation. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to tell you her name, too.
Oh, that would be nice.
Okay, now, if I say the girl's name is Stephanie, does that excite you or does that make you a little nervous?
Stephanie?
Stephanie.
Forget about it. No way. But
holy. Okay, why though? She said we spoke to her, and she said that you hung out 4 times, and it was amazing.
Yeah, we did have some fun dates, and, you know, all she talked about is, you know, I'm the best mother in the world, and, you know, I was like, okay, and, you know, I finally got to meet her kids, and this excellent mother was smoking her weed pen.
In front of the kids?
Not only in front of the kids, but her 12-year-old son comes up to her and was like, hey, Mom, can I have a little of your medicine pen? And this Stephanie chick says, well, you can have some, but only a small one. This is Mama's medicine. And I was like, what? Who the f*** is giving a 12-year-old weed to smoke? I mean, that's what she thinks being a good mother.
Wait a minute. Hold up. I know I'm not supposed to interrupt.
There's a lot going on right now. John, Stephanie is on the line. She heard what you said.
Oh, this is
good.
You're going to start judging me as a mother, because, and then you're not going to come hang out? I don't understand. We were fine. Yeah. What happened? It's not a big deal.
He just
giving your 12-year-old kid weed to smoke and thinking it was okay, and that's not okay.
That sounds like a puritanical idea. People give kids wine all the time, a sip of the beer, all the stuff. The same thing. What the f***? You serious?
Well, I don't think it's a cool thing, and, you know, I don't think anybody who claims to be such a great mom would ever do something like that, so.
I'm a fantastic mother. My kids love me. My kids get everything they need. They go to school. They have excellent supplies for their stuff.
Yeah, they get
support they need.
And they get stoned
this
whenever
is a
they want on that spot. You know, I even pulled your kid over on the side and was like, hey, you know, you're only 12. You shouldn't be doing that. And he got all in my face and was like, you know, mind your own business, old man. And I was like, what the from a 12-year-old?
What? You tried to, wait a minute.
Like,
you tried
that's
to
obviously
freaking
somebody
speak to my
that's
child?
Had
you
no
tried to
parenting
parent my child?
And nobody in
you
their life that
him?
Cares about them.
Wait.
You are not,
oh, oh my God. I'm heading.
You are not going to be able to even lead him in any direction. I cannot believe you had the audacity to freaking speak to him. That is some bullshit pit. Forget it.
Well, good. I'm glad you're pissed because I never want to have anything to do with you again, you stupid c***.
Guys, this is getting kind of ugly. I think that
you're lucky
you
got to even know me.
I think that we can still fix this if John agrees to go out on another date with Stephanie and we just talk it out.
I wouldn't go to freaking McDonald's with this bitch anymore.
Well, I can't wait until you have your first kid, and then that kid is going to go out and do weed with their friends and do a bunch of stupid shit and probably get hit by a bus. But no, I'm responsible.
Well, listen, bitch, you shouldn't be giving a 12-year-old pot. I don't care what rationalization you come
nice
up with.
Language.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun tomorrow. You're going to learn that if you don't have the money to impress your date, well, you're not going to learn what to do. You're going to learn what not to do in that situation, all right? Second Date Update on the 10s. We got a brand new one at 8:10 right here with the Get Up Crew. Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, and you.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number M. MR281332.